Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I did the first podcast. This is Amy Yancey. I got a lot of names going on today. And I was like, yeah, that was really fun. I forgot how much I love being in this space. So thank you for listening. And I want to talk about today. I'm going to jam on it. I didn't put a lot of notes together. It came to me last night, and I was like, I got to get on the podcast first thing in the morning, live. Got to go live with it and talk about it. So the title of this show, what to do when fear is running your show. A little backstory here. I found myself in a patch of fear, particularly over the last month. It's just been like great fear, great fear, great fear, the highs and lows of the journey. And so I was sitting here, I was meditating on fear, and I'm a warrior, and I do my spiritual work, and why am I still in fear? So first and foremost, your fear is normal, and feel it. Feel it in its entirety. Acknowledge it. Call yourself out, or actually call that small self out within you that wants to revel in fear, and say, what are you afraid of? And I think when you start asking yourself that question, you're going to come up with some really, really insightful responses from within, and then you're going to come up with some things where you're like, really, that's what I'm bugging about? And once you can shuffle through that messiness, I'd like you to switch into a place of looking at fear as an ally and take that fear and look at the opposite of that. And where this came, I was doing a audio journal last night. I was pouring my heart out, and my spirit guides jumped in, and which is interesting. I'll tell you, being a spiritual practitioner, my spirit guides, they're in my life, my personal life, you know, but they really talk to me when I'm in session with a client or when I'm doing my work, like here. And so for them to jump into that moment, I knew it was significant. And they were like, Google the opposite of fear. And so I'll tell you now, I look at Google as, it's soulful. If you pray yourself up and you go to it, Google's like an oracle. And so I Googled opposite of fear. I rarely question my spirit guides these days, sometimes, but rarely. And the first thing that came up was, the opposite of fear is curiosity, trust, courage, calmness. My mind was blown. I was like, whoa, that's the opposite? So if we're thinking like manifestors, meaning our vibration dictates what we draw to us, and our vibration is as much as we attempt to be as positive as we possibly can be to command that vibration. If fear's there, it's there. It's going to be vibrating. But that doesn't make you wrong, right? It just means that it's an opportunity to explore a new side of yourself, to go deeper into your faith. And so for me, seeing that this was the opposite of fear, I'm like, whoa, I don't have to sit with fear. And I'll tell you, fear can be very paralyzing, particularly, I was going to say, fear is just paralyzing. Let's just stop there. And even for people who, I'm a very self-motivated person. I get up excited and enthusiastic for my day. I'm always looking for the win. I want to go for it. And for me, even fear is very paralyzing. And so now we have a solution. Thank you, the brilliant oracle of Google and my spirit guides. So when you are in fear, go to your curiosity. Remember your faith and trust. And I've got some cards. As I was getting ready for the show here, I was like, oh, these resonate with cards in my deck, these curiosity, trust, courage, and calmness in between two decks. And so I want to read them to you. And so the opposite of fear is curiosity, trust, courage, and calmness. Okay, so first card here, there is actually in my unicorn deck created by Doreen Virtue. I love it. Love this deck. I didn't know it was actually created for children until I bought the actual physical deck. I've been using it as a digital deck. But, well, it says children of all ages. So this definitely taps into my inner child. So the unicorns say this about curiosity. What do you wonder about? What would you like to learn more about? Your curiosity is like a roadmap that helps you know your soul's preferred direction. You're naturally curious about the areas of life that are related to your divine mission, which is the big reason why you came to Earth. Watch your thoughts and actions to get a better sense of where your curiosity lies. Notice any topics that really excite you. Observe what you do in your spare time. Watch what grabs your attention about other people. Your close friends and family can also offer their observations about your areas of curiosity. For instance, are you fascinated by science, animals, the weather, fashion, swimming, Egyptian history, or other areas of life? This card asks you to start a special project that allows you to learn more about this topic. Make the time to read about the area related to your curiosity. Interview experts who are working in the field. Create an experiment or a science project to help you learn more. In other words, use your curiosity as fuel to drive you forward towards a better understanding of yourself and the world. Whoa, how good is that? Let's do it again. In other words, use your curiosity as fuel to drive you forward towards a better understanding of yourself and your world. I love this card because when we are in fear, if we know that the opposite of fear, right, and that raises our vibration, right, the fear, it weakens it, to be honest, it weakens our vibration. And no, my spirit guides are jumping in, they're correcting me, they're saying, no, it does not weaken our vibration, it is our vibration. So when we're in fear, we're going to draw to us, and that doesn't make us wrong, it just makes us human, these are just universal laws, it'll draw more experiences to trigger our fear, okay? And so, if you want to draw experiences that are the opposite of fear, follow your curiosity. I'll tell you this, when I am a very curious person, I have a 5 in my chart in numerology. If you've had a reading with me, you know, you probably know your numerology chart. If you don't, Google it. You know, Glennis McCants is the best for information on numerology. I have a 5 in my chart, and the 5 is naturally very curious. So I'm always researching and learning and exploring things that interest me. It's my thing. But I'll tell you, when I am in fear, curiosity is the last place I go. I don't want to read anything. I don't want to study anything. I shut down that part of myself. It closes me off, right? And so now we know that when we are in that place, that is the time to rise up and follow what is calling us, because that's going to get us out of fear. That's going to shift our vibration. It's going to get us drawing to us more things that are in alignment with our truth. And so the next time you find yourself in a patch of fear, follow your curiosity. My spirit guides keep saying this to me, and I don't want to say it, so I'm going to say it now, that when you are in fear, follow your curiosity around what's triggering your fear. So say you are in fear about a relationship. Follow your curiosity around relationships. Do some homework. And do it from the place of just wide openness, very childlike. I love that this particular card came from the unicorn deck, which Doreen probably wrote more for children, but I love it. And sometimes we'll read, say it's a relationship. I know a couple months back, maybe 4 or 5 months back, I just started dating post-divorce, and I wasn't doing well with the dating. And so I started frantically reading all this relationship stuff, and I knew a lot of this, right? I think I had just gotten back out there and my fear was dominating my experience, and so I had forgotten all that I knew about relationships and manifesting love and dating. And so I was feeling down. And so I started to approach, okay, I'm going to go and read a whole bunch of stuff and learn all about dating all over again. But I was doing it from the vibration of my fear as opposed to the vibration of my curiosity. And when I switched into curiosity, it became a lot more fun. So curiosity is definitely a way to get out of fear. And if you are a fan of Abraham Hicks and their emotional scale, and it's really cool chart that they made. And at the bottom of the scale, the vibration where your vibration is not as effective as you desire is fear. And as you raise up the scale, you get closer and closer to that which you desire. And so at the top of the scale is joy and love and peace and empowerment and freedom. Abundance is up there. Gratitude is up there. So when you are way at the bottom of your scale and you want to get out of that place and you want to rise up that scale quickly, follow your curiosity. Follow your curiosity. Okay. The next one is trust. And so the card that came to mind when I saw trust was from my Mermaids deck, also by Doreen Virtue, one of my favorites. Like, truly, the mermaids and the unicorns are, like, my thing right now. And if you have a reading with me, I will read with these cards because they are so timely in terms of the energy going on in our culture right now. So trust is another way of saying have faith. So here we go. You've been asking and praying for some big dream to come true, and it's working, right? It's working. Just like a gardener who has planted new seeds, you must have faith that your crops will push above the surface. Keep watering your dreams by taking the steps that make them flourish. This is a precious time for you and your dreams. You don't have to strain or push to make them come true. You've already accomplished the major part of manifestation by asking and praying. Trust that heaven is helping you, just like a best friend would if you asked for their assistance. Your job is to have faith, listen for divine guidance, and take action whenever you're guided. So trust is, you know, I used to think I was a highly faithful person, but I struggled with trust. But now I see that trust and faith are very closely linked. And so go into the space of believing that God, the universe, life, is on your side. Yes, there will be things that show up. Yes, there will be things that are uncomfortable. Yes, there will be suffering, because that's a part of the human experience, right? But spirit has got your back. And the more trust that you can have in that when you're in a place of fear, the quicker you'll move through your situation to what it is that you want. I do want to talk about blind trust. I'm not talking about blind trust. You know, where you're just like, I'm just going to believe in this no matter what, even though everything's telling me differently. And sometimes we don't see that. We don't see the writing on the wall. But I think if you are prayed up and you're conscious and you're trusting the divine and you're being in your intuition, you will get glimmers of the writing on the wall, if there is. And sometimes you just need to wait. It's my least favorite spiritual virtue. It's the one I have to cultivate all the time, and that's patience. And so if you're getting the message from spirit that it's all good, right? So the writing on the wall is saying to you intuitively, it's all good. Taking some time. And we need for you to wait. Trust that spirit has your back and spirit is telling you the truth. Now, if you struggle with trust, I will be honest, it's probably an early childhood issue. And oftentimes it might be on the father's side of the spectrum. If there was an issue around trust with dad or the father figure or the energy, the masculine energy in your life as a child, you will feel like the universe is ungenerous, and it will play with your trust. I have, I got daddy issues. I love my dad. I love my dad. But, you know, he was young, and he was raising kids, and so that influenced how much trust I have that the universe is on my side. So what I say to that is just be in a place of forgiveness to yourself, to your father figure, and keep on keeping on, and just be aware, like, hey, yeah, I got this trust thing, but I work through it every day, and I look for more and more signs that the universe is totally on my side. Next one, opposite of fear, courage. So the card that came to mind when I saw courage was empowerment. It's also from the Mermaid deck, and I'm going to read that to you. Empowerment. Okay. This card confirms that your inner power wants to surface. You'll use this power appropriately, and you're incapable of abusing it. Your true friends and people who really love you will be happy you've taken your power back. Empowerment means that you're no longer willing to see yourself as a victim in any way. It means letting go of all blame with respect to other people, past conditions, or present circumstances. Know that you can be powerful and gentle simultaneously and still be very effective. Affirm frequently, it's safe for me to be powerful. I accept my God-given power to be used in the service of light and love. Then enjoy the shifts you see around you. Instead of worrying what others think about you, use your power to make the world a better place. You may never feel self-conscious again. So when you are in fear, that is the time to find, and if you think about it, empowerment is one of the highest vibrating energies according to the Abraham Hicks scale. Go to your courage. Do something courageous. And step outside. Try something. When we're in fear, we shrink, you know, and I get it. I shrink too. And so to get out of fear so that you can welcome in that which you desire, so that you can see the possibilities in your life, so that you have the energy to take action, because I'll tell you this, fear is frickin' draining. So switch out of that. Do something courageous. Do something that makes you feel empowered, that makes you not feel like a victim to your circumstances. So what does this look like? Maybe it's making that phone call and that you don't want to make. Maybe you are applying for jobs and you know you're going to need a review and you want to reach out to your old manager to see if they would be a reference for you. That's courageous. It's doing the thing that scares you the most. That's courageous. That switches you out of fear and puts you back into the driver's seat of your life. It makes you, it's like a surge of empowerment. It's be courageous. Yeah, be courageous. Acknowledge when something's not what you thought. That's courageous, right? Acknowledge when you had faith in something and it did not work out. And it doesn't appear to be working out. Or it might work out. Or your gut saying it could work out. That's courageous. You know, having a dialogue with yourself and exploring your feelings, that's courageous. Going to a group and sharing your truth, that's courageous. Choosing to not let fear ground you is courageous. So, you know, I've been in my little bouts of fear, and I, you know, like I said, fear can really ground me. And this past weekend, as I shared in the previous podcast, it was my birthday. And old me circa 2008 maybe, would have just kind of milled throughout my apartment and been in fear for my birthday. I would have been like, all right, maybe we'll get it next year, right? And this year, I had met a wonderful man, and he had planned something for my birthday. And normally I would be paralyzed. I'd be like, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying home. Or I would go and feel like shit. Like, I'd be like, ah, my fear, right? But I went and I said, I woke up Saturday morning and I just said, I'm going to be so present in this moment. And, you know, just be appreciative that there is a human being on the planet that wants to do something nice for my birthday and show up present as my act of appreciation for his effort. And so, yeah, it's okay. It's okay to be courageous when things aren't going the way you want them to. It's okay to be empowered, even if you feel like you're not winning. Dig deep and focus on the opposite of your fear. Okay, last one is calmness. And the card that immediately came to mind was a card that came up in our previous podcast, in the reading, was tranquility. And so, you know, I find that my superpower, surprisingly, as I've talked about being in fear, is my calmness. And I was asking myself, how do I get to a place of calmness? So that is tranquility. And whatever that is for you. And, you know, that particular card is all about taking it easy, salt bath, being in faith, washing away your fears in the water, being still, taking quiet moments alone. That's a way to churn calmness, right? And then I went deeper. I was like, okay, what else do I do to churn calmness? And honestly, it's being prepared. And so when I was acting and I would do a play and I was prepared, there was just this calmness that came over me. The day of my first show, I would always do a long bath. I probably would wind up late to call time because I was feeling good and I knew what I needed to do. I didn't need a lot of extra time. I would be in meditation. I would read my Bible. And I would go out there and slay it to the best of my ability through the power of my calmness. So what do I do now when I don't act anymore and I need that calmness? Same thing. Go there. I was talking to my man friend, and he was talking about being a wrestler. And before they went out to wrestle, they had music that they played, very specific songs that they played to get themselves pumped up. And so do what you need to do when you're in fear to channel your calmness. I promise you, it's worth the effort. I know when we are in fear, we feel low energy. So it's difficult to think, oh, I have to churn some calmness in my life right now. I got to do something. I have to actually move. Yes, that will transform your experience. It will raise your vibration. It will bring you into a state of appreciation. I could consider myself a pretty appreciative person. And yesterday I just went calm. And what came flooding was appreciation I didn't even know I had in me. And so, again, when you are in fear, do the opposite of that. And those are curiosity, trust, courage, and calmness. Okay, I'm going to turn some cards over for you. No matter what time you're listening to, know that this message is for you. You could be listening 5 years from now and know that this message is for you. I'll do a two-card spread here. And my two-card spread, the first card is prescriptive, meaning what do I do? And the second card is predictive. And we've got two that jumped out for predictive. So the prescriptive card, Mother Healing. Mother Healing, this is very similar to Father Healing in the sense that, you know, with Father Healing, as I mentioned earlier, you have a less, when there's something that needs to be resolved around the Father energy or masculine energy, you feel like the universe is ungenerous. With mother healing, you don't feel like you can receive, right? And you're on guard and you're shut down. So the mother healing card is an opportunity for you to really shift your vibration so you can manifest rapidly by just throwing out some forgiveness, saying, I forgive everything around mother, female, I forgive. And if something very specific comes to mind, and I bet for many of you it does, go there, heal it, allow it to be transformed, and know that Spirit's doing all the work for you. Just by saying it out loud, I want to heal this issue, or saying it in your mind, I want to heal this issue, it is done. And you don't have to know how it's unfolding. But so the prescriptive card for you is mother healing, opening yourself up to receive, knowing that it's safe to receive, knowing that you are going to get what you want. I think there's a component of this mother healing card not mentioned in the book that came with the cards, that when we're almost like afraid to receive because you feel like you're not going to get what you want, or it's going to be something that is not in alignment. I can get this way around gifts. Like, I am like no clutter person, and so when people give me something, most of the time I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I usually get really great gifts, but sometimes I get gifts that are not in alignment, and I'm like, well, and I take it very personally, not with the person, but with the divine, and I'm like, why, universe, did I get this gift? It's not like me, and that's not the purpose of the gift. The purpose of the gift is to be willing to receive and know that even if it's not the right gift for you or not the right thing, there is a blessing or a benefit in it for you, and it might be just strengthening your receiving muscle. For many overgivers, and I attract a lot of overgivers because I am one, we are really weak when it comes to receiving, and to the point where we're almost a bit cynical about it. So in this moment, let's affirm that we are open to receiving. We release anything within us that is keeping us from receiving our good, and that all things have a benefit for us, even if that benefit is just being a grateful recipient. Amen. Okay, now predictively, two cards jumped out. First card was wait. This card, I'll read you the full message on the card. Don't rush into action right now. Bide your time for better results. I'm going to read this card. It has a multitude of meanings. And just pay attention to the meaning that jumps out at you. If you take action right now, you'll miss a window of opportunity that's coming up for you shortly. Don't worry. You'll know in your heart and gut when the moment arrives. In the meantime, it's important to meditate and make sure your breathing is deep and frequent. Often, we hold our breath or experience shortened breath during stressful periods. You're also on the verge of receiving new information that will alter the course of action you plan to take, leading you into a more positive direction. By waiting, the outcome will be much more enjoyable than if you took action without this added information. Affirm, I have infinite patience, and I'm divinely directed to always be in the right place at the right time. This card comes up for me often, and I don't always think of it as a wait card for me. I'll tell you my interpretation as a reader is it's also a message about patience, meaning your manifestation on the verge, and you got to be open to it. And then lastly, this is the predictive card, dream big. So you will let go of the small thoughts about yourself, and you will see yourself succeeding. You will experience the manifestation of your big dream, no matter what that is. That big dream might just be, I got the light bill paid this week. The big dream might be, that man on that dating app wrote me back. The big dream might be, I just feel good today. I can get out of bed. So love, joy, peace to you. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am a psychic for the new age. Love to you.